What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to play some of the audio from last night. Pretty jubilant vibe in Tampa. Let's start with Jaden. Jaden Daniels talking about the final drive, 4:41 on the clock. Tampa never got the ball back. Couple of huge third down conversions. One to De'Ami Brown for 21 yards. One, Jaden kept himself on the QB counter. Needed two, got four. Just so impressive. Jaden on the final drive.
Do you think in that situation, yes, we need to score, but more importantly, we can't let them get the ball?
Selfishly, I wanted to score, but that's why I don't coach. Just go out there and play, DQ and then make those decisions. But obviously, you got to be smart. We don't want to give them the opportunity to go out there, and, you never know what happens in this game. So obviously, we get a couple first downs, slow some things down, make them use their timeouts, and, we keep going from there.
I think they handled that really well. I think Bowles and Tampa did not, but that's cool. that's cool with me. I just how poised and cool Jaden's going to be kind of at all times, and you lean on that in that situation.
Well, I think the thing about it is, Todd is going to try to rattle him. And once you see that you can't rattle him, all of a sudden, that's all over with, They backed off a little bit on what they were doing. I think they were getting pressure with their up front, but that dude sat in that pocket and delivered the football.
Number three, Landini, I want to hear, this is Jaden Daniels talking about yet again, another fourth down touchdown throw to Terry McLaurin that gave them the lead.
Everybody was pushed. Essentially, it was 4-3 to our receivers. Terry wasn't necessarily one-on-one, but, he had a corner outside leverage. You got the safety inside leverage to take away anything. So I was able to check some, and, Terry made the play.
Do you hear with him how he is just always so humble, so differential? Like, Terry made the play. You made an incredible throw on fourth down, dog. You checked him into it. Like, yeah. Terry did make a hell of a play. I'm not taking anything away from anybody else, but he never wants the spotlight. Like, he always wants to credit his teammates.
Like I always say, quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. And I think when you truly play that position how it's supposed to be played, you realize you need other people around you for you to be successful. And it's so much easier to just hand that credit off to them, because those same dudes are going to work their ass off even more for you because you do that. Dude's smart. He understands how to play it.
I think you had, last night especially, you had elite play calling. I think you had elite quarterback play and guys that made plays when they had to, man. And it's crazy what that kind of combination can do, dude. And it was just what they've built. Number one, Lamphill, what they've built in that locker room, Jaden won. What they have built in that locker room, the vibes, the culture, all of it, you can't replicate. You can't manufacture that stuff. There is no synthetic brotherhood. It has to be organic. It has to be real. It has to be natural.
That's just the brotherhood and that DQ. That DQ set, the brotherhood, the togetherness that we have within the locker room. Obviously, the people that have been around has been in the locker room. You can see how close we are off the field. And we're always hanging around each other. Everybody gets along with each other. So I think those moments, when times get tough, we fall back on those type of moments.
They've fought back from those types of moments.
And you watch them, man. Like you'll see guys doing interviews and there's one guy waiting for him. Guys, they really, really have a togetherness that you need in sports. And people think that is something that people just say. Well, teams that are more close-knit, they win a lot more.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's how you build it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to DQ then, who I think coached a really good game. Defensively, they were quite good. This could have gone a different way, especially if they didn't the Jaden to Terry touchdown on fourth down. DQ was really aggressive on fourth down throughout the game.
Yes, he was.
3 of 5. What I have said all year is that I want a coach that's consistent. So if that's your mindset, if you're going to be aggressive on fourth down, keep it the same. You can't. There's no such thing as halfway crooks. You can't be halfway in on being aggressive on fourth down. You have to continue to do it because that's the only way the math works out. And the math ended up working out last night because if you score on 3 of those drives, it doesn't matter that you left 6 on the table. Mm-hmm. Landfill, number 2, DQ on fourth down aggressiveness.
Yeah, it's twofold. One, it is something that we do. We practice a lot. We're something that is part of our game. A lot of it has to do with number 5. And sometimes he can make a play that takes place that was not the huddle call by using his legs and doing that. Today, early on, we got stopped, I believe, on our first one. I'm not certain of that, but I wasn't going to stop us into that spot. We were going to be bold but not reckless. And I think that's who we are, you know, the whole season. But when you do get stopped early, you just have to stay the course knowing that, hey, keep your chin tucked and keep swinging, knowing that this is going to be a game that's going to go all the way down to the end.
It did. It went all the way to the end, and they've proven that they are comfortable in that. Bold but not reckless is a line I really like. I really appreciate. Attack success is something Sean McVay always used to say. I feel like bold but not reckless is in that same vein. It is how, you know, football is a violent sport played by physical men. You better be bold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I get that you can argue the outcome of events. I don't disagree with their logic to arrive at the decisions. And I haven't all year on the fourth down stuff.
You go for it?
Yeah.
Feel.
But you have to be consistent. And if you're going to do it.
Yeah, and I think in that game, so I was talking with Lamont yesterday, and I kept saying, I can't be mad at them because that's what they've been all year. You know, he's been aggressive like that all year. I am not going to knock them for being what you are. And they were 3 of 5 on it. That works. You know?
Yeah.
If they were to just, you know, we don't know. If they kick a field goal, they don't go for some of them. We don't know what really happens. But the ultimate thing is they won the football game.
Totally.
And they did it their way.
You want something
like Frank Sinatra.
Last night, we were doing, this is getting late in the night, probably towards the end of Sports Final on Channel 4, and we were in sound on DQ about the fourth downs. And I was like, I said to Kerwin, I was like, yo, what were they? He's like, 3 of 5. And he can see me doing the math in my head. He's like, that's 60%, dog.
Yep.
A guy that showed up last night, the way especially playoff games get won is by unexpected productivity. Dan Quinn talking about De'Ami Brown last night.
Yeah, certainly proud of him because of got injured just a few weeks ago, worked hard to get back to make sure he was ready and able to deliver into that spot. And the one screen I thought was a great block by Wiley to, you know, get it, but it was nice to see De'Ami step into that space. There's a lot of guys that are ready to step into those moments. And as some players we were entering into their first playoff experiences to go, as you get into it, it's ball, you know, and you get into it. But the nerves sometimes leading up to it can feel a lot. There's a lot of extra energy. And we said, let's use that energy for good in the terms of the preparation of how we go. But, yeah, I was certainly proud of him. I told him that in the locker room.
Hard not to be. De'Ami goes 5 for 89 with a touchdown. An absolutely huge conversion on a third down on that last drive when they were still kind of deep in their own territory. just really impressive. Another impressive player that has been great all year that, you know, I think of you, I think it was last week when you were talking about the Tampa touchdown you scored, the kickoff return, mm-hmm. and then a week later, they thought you had lost a step and let you go to Philly. The conversation surrounding Bobby Wagner coming into this season was, yo, I don't know what he's got left.
He got a lot. He got a lot left, man. That dude can play. And he is a straight leader. You know, He's talking to everyone. Offense, defense, it doesn't make a difference. And when you have a guy that everybody kind of trusts and go to as a mentor, that's some good there.
Bro, Dan Quinn talking about Bobby Wagner.
He is a rare competitor. So much of his success is unseen work. And I'm in early. He's already there. He'll be the first one in tomorrow. I'm certain of it. He's just that type of competitor, David, that he doesn't back off of it. He's very disciplined. And I think disciplined is like can be seen as a negative word. But in this instance, I'm talking like the focus and the discipline to stay at it. Like, that's not easy to do. And he's got incredible commitment to it. He definitely affects the other players around us. And so he was the last guy to come in today. And it was cool to see everybody, pumped for him. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Wagner is really, really impressive and has delivered an element to this defense of.
He was different yesterday. Because normally he's so, low-key.
Yeah.
After that first, he had a first tackle or whatever. He put a little extra oomph into that. Somebody must say something. That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah, probably. I think being comfortable being uncomfortable is something this staff worked on going all the way back to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the comfortability late in these kind of games, you think about the Bears, you think about Philly, the win against Philly here, think about the Atlanta game. This group does not get rattled.
They don't.
As a coach, you practice it a lot. Honestly, we do. But it is different in the games. And so being in a lot of those close games and not winning them all, there's a lot of lessons to take off of those. There's been a lot of tell the truth Mondays that we went down to the end. We talked about why it went right or why it didn't. And in that space, collectively, you can feel the belief from the team on the sideline. It's a really connected team. They believe in one another. And you have to have connection to also have belief. I think they kind of go hand in hand. And like I said, early on, we didn't know who we were. We didn't know who we were. That's not a fair thing to say. Early on, we hadn't had an identity yet. And we didn't have the belief in one another yet, meaning the opening game. And so it took a lot of work to get into that space, and this team has now bonded and connected. And in these winning time moments, they have a lot of faith.
I think so true.
Yep.
This team is so different now than they were in early September. And the moment I point to, honestly, and I said this then, you can go check the stats. Non-believers, you can check the stats. halftime of the Giants game, to me, is when things slowed down for Jaden. If you go look at the second half against the Giants is when he stayed in the pocket, started beating everybody with his arm, realized, all right, I can handle this pace. I can handle this speed. I can win right here. Don't have to drop my eyes. Don't have to run.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that was three halves of football. That was six quarters of NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
And then the light switched.
Yeah.
It takes dudes
But
years.
They talk about
Some
that.
Dudes never... The light never switches.
The VR, virtual reality, the stuff, it talks about how you can absorb what you're seeing so much quicker doing that than you do just watching regular film. And he was the first to do it, you know?
Totally.
And it worked for him. And look, keep doing it. And like other people may be trying it now, may not work the same for them.
And B, all week. All week going forward, right? We get to enjoy this one on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real cathartic release that they finally won a playoff game, and you don't have to count back 19 years ago before the internet or whatever, right? Like, I doubt Instagram existed in 2005. And now you look ahead, and they're going to play Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit is a freight train. Nobody's going to... At least nobody here is going to start telling you how Detroit's bad and maybe they can score a bunch on them. They're 15-2, dude.
Yeah.
They're 15-2, best scoring offense in the NFL. They're really good defensively on third downs. Like, Detroit does a lot well. And I'm not the dude that's going to try to tell you that Detroit isn't good,
mm-hmm.
but I do believe Washington will compete with anybody.
Hell yeah.
And I think if Jaden Daniels has the ball in his hand – There's a belief in this football team. And I think you got to credit DQ's overarching attitude about competition and fearlessness with Washington's ability to win these close games.
Yeah.
We knew we would have to improve, as we're going. And there's still a lot for us to improve upon. But the complementary football was one of the things that I just wasn't going to back off of this week. If we had the time of possession that got out of whack, it'd been hard. Some of the weapons on offense there are legitimate, guys that are difficult to stop. And so that, to me, was a great sign to see us all together. I don't believe we punted. So to have long drives, I love when Tresh doesn't punt. So those are usually good things for us. Mm-hmm. But at the end, just, incredibly proud, like getting the ball, getting a chance. We had gotten stopped on the fourth down with the throw to Zach in the end zone. So to have the ball right there and give us another crack at it, at the end, that's what it was about.
That's what it's about. Give Jaden a chance. All I need is a chip and a chair.
There you go.
All I need is one mic, Jeff. Wow. Here's what we're going to do. We got to go around the NFL. Dallas kind of just fired their coach. What the hell are the Cowboys going to do? Where does Mike McCarthy end up? Serious question, is Ron Rivera in play? Nobody go anywhere.